We got some magic happening right here in the studio, and this magic is on the streets, and there's a doco being made, Magic with Strangers, and she's a mentalist, she's also an MC, a humorist. Jordana Borenstein joins us. Good morning! How are you going, Jordana?
I am excellent, and thank you so much for having me in and pronouncing my surname correctly and not butchering it. Very grateful already.
That's a first for him. Yeah.
I butchered every tennis player in the Australian Open so far.
He has, but it was magic, dare we say. Jordana, so this is really cool. You were down in Hobart. Thank you for including Hobart, by the way, because our city always gets overlooked. You're here taking to the streets to film magic and your own magic tricks with people for this upcoming documentary.
Yes. So I hit the streets at the end of last year with magic, and I was blown away because my only goal was to bring joy, wonder, sparkles and glitter to people.
Brilliant.
And it was so overwhelming. I wasn't busking. I wasn't asking for money. And the response and the experiences were so magical that I'm like, I've got to take this to every city and create a doco, because the magical experiences are unforgettable, full of surprise, joy and wonder, and it brings us back to our beautiful inner child, and we create this connection that is just unforgettable, and there's nothing like it in the world.
Oh, no. Definitely. Mm. I remember as a kid, and even now as an adult, when you just see something magical happen, particularly a magic trick, and you just say, how did you do that? I have to know. Now, I know magicians don't give away their secrets, but were there any influences for you in terms of magicians? Like the magician, you remember David Copperfield? Was that his name? I used to watch him all the time and I thought he was incredible, and I could never figure out the secrets to, is it, what's the word? Magicry? That's not it, is it?
That's just definitely not it. Yeah. I'll just come in and say that is certainly not the word. But that's all right. That's okay. We all learn. Learning
magicry. That's a new one. So where did you get into magic? Where did you first start?
So, funnily enough, I actually got into it through COVID, because I'm from Melbourne, and as you know, we had thousands of lockdowns, and when it reached lockdown number 7,599, I had maxed out my crafting capacity, so everything in my house was covered in glitter, glue and sparkles. Like, literally, I was making octopuses out of toilet paper rolls, I was creating birds out of top of tissue paper boxes. So I was doing a group training with my favourite teacher, Sonia Choquette, and the challenge was try something new and be a beginner, and I was like, what else is there? I was already a beginner chef, a beginner painter, and a failed online speed dater, which I did, and it was traumatic. So I was like, what else is even possible? So I chose the impossible, and I fell in love, and it showed me that when I was in a magical state, I could disconnect from the external noise and chaos and find this brand new side of like joy and authentic expression, and also create incredible connections with others through magic.
So are we going to do some magic now?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So what have you got for Christy, Jorna?
Well, firstly, which deck would you like, Christy? We have a beautiful unicorn deck and a beautiful Miralis deck.
Oh, okay. It's visual, but I'm going to go the unicorn deck, please.
Unicorn deck. Excellent. So magic is all about intuition, creativity and imagination.
I love this stuff.
Do you consider yourself intuitive?
Totally. Oh. Like, I have white witch vibes, I think, and that's what psychic Anna says. It's not funny. I know you don't believe me. I have said to you so many things that have come true, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't remember them, but I promise.
I believe you. They were far too profound for him. He's already forgot them.
I've forgotten about it.
Okay, so I've chosen the unicorn, and this is what people can do with you on the streets of
Amazing.
Hobart for
yes.
the documentary. Okay.
Okay, so intuitively, whenever you feel like it's the right amount of cards, tell me when to stop.
Okay, one, two. Stop laughing
you don't
at
have
me.
To count.
I'm
no
counting.
No one's
so
actually ever
here.
Counted.
So people
I'm
listening
get to the end
can
of the
hear.
Deck.
Stop.
I'm
like, stop.
Oh, stop there. Okay, that card or that card? Every decision matters.
I'm going to go that top card that
top
you've
card?
Got. Yep.
Okay, excellent. So now what we're going to do is we're going to split the amount that you chose into two piles. And because you were distracted talking to Dan, we have quite a lot of cards here, but that's okay. No judgment. Happy days. It's all magical and it's all fun. Okay, so this leaves us with Queen of Spades, Five of Hearts. So what you're going to do is you're going to create a card using your imagination and your creativity. We're just going to swap the suits. So would you like to create the Five of Spades, or would you like to create the Queen of Hearts?
The Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
I like
100%.
That. Queen of Hearts, yes, please.
No changes. Dan, do you want to chime in?
No, I like that because there's a song called Queen of Hearts.
Amazing.
We're the Queen of Hearts.
All right, so you've chosen the Queen of Hearts. Wow. That was...
He does that.
I just
you
gotta
get
say,
used to it.
Incredible pipes there, Dan.
Thank you.
Incredible pipes.
I should join you on this
Not to ruin the momentum of a magic trick or anything, but that's cool. Happy days. So you chose the deck, firstly.
Yep.
Then you chose the amount of cards. And now you've chosen this mix of Queen of Hearts.
I'm looking at a queen on the left, and now I'm looking at the hearts on the right, yes?
Yeah, okay. So, amazingly, I actually made a prediction before I came in.
Oh, and no. Come on.
If you can just read what's on my arm.
Oh, my God. On Jordana's arm, it says Queen of Hearts.
Now, I have two arms, and there's nothing on the other one. And just to turn around to show you, okay?
No way.
Jordana,
I don't believe
it's like
that.
I knew that would happen.
That is ridiculous.
Does that magic mean I'm cliche, or does that mean I'm a white witch? Like, which one is
it? No, neither. Magic is a beautiful collaboration between your imagination and mine.
See, Jordana?
So this happened because of... Dan, I got to say, if it was with you, I don't know how it would have turned out, but...
Just the worst.
We created magic.
So you're going to be down in Salamanca, is that right?
Where Salamanca, can we find you? Franklin Square, and just around the city, hopping around. So if you see someone with red curly hair, come up, and I would love to share a magical experience with you.
She's the queen of hearts. Thank you.